Finish this phrase with me. Ready? Practice makes... Is that a true statement? I once heard one of my coaches said, that's not true. Perfect practice makes perfect. You can practice something over and over and over again the wrong way and not gain any kind of skill or any kind of benefit from the practice that you give. To use a phrase that Tim often uses, where am I going with this? We gather around this table on the first day of the week as we have apostolic example, and there are denominations that don't do this on the first day. They do it quarterly or at special occasions to keep it special so it doesn't become mundane or rote, monotonous, meaningless. But that goes against what the scriptures say. They gathered on the first day of the week to break bread. In Acts the 20th chapter, verse 7, on the first day of the week, when we were gathered together to break bread. What does that mean? That means they were coming together to partake of the Lord's Supper. And it's insinuated again in 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, which we use to correct ourselves when partaking of the Lord's Supper. In verse 20 it says, when you come together, it is not the Lord's Supper that you eat. Insinuating that when you come together as a Christian, come to church, you're to partake of the Lord's Supper. This is a key portion of worship that is not to be neglected, that is not to be made common, that is not to be only done at certain times. It is prescribed the time by Scripture to do on the first day of the week. And we are to remind ourselves to not make it common. Peter says in 2 Peter, the first chapter, verse 12, therefore I intend always to remind you of the qualities, though you know them and are established in the truth that you have. I think it right, as long as I am in this body, to stir you up by way of reminder. As long as I am in this fleshly body, I will remind my brethren what the purpose of this Lord's Supper is. What our purpose as Christians is on this earth. Going back to 1 Corinthians 11th chapter, Paul reminded the Corinthian church, you're not taking it of it in a proper way. So listen to these words that I know many of you have heard time and time and time again. Listen to them anew. Clear your mind. For I received from the Lord what I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, also, he took the cup after sup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Whoever therefore eats this bread and drinks this cup in an unworthy manner will be guilty concerning the body and blood of Christ. Therefore, examine yourselves this morning. Not that you are, if you are in Christ, examine yourselves. Are you partaking of the Lord's Supper in a proper way? Are you doing this in remembrance as Christ has commanded and as apostolic example has given to us? Clear your minds of everything except for what Christ has done for the whole world. That is our purpose at this moment. No other purpose should be in your mind as we partake of these emblems.